Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
It's one of the most talked about books that's just been released. The name of the book is Confessions of a Qantas Flight Attendant. It takes us behind the scenes of first class, right up to all of the celebrities and how they behave when you don't see them on the stage. The author is Owen Bedell. He's joining me on the line. Owen, how are you this morning?
Hi there. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've had a bit of a sneak peek at this book. I love it. It is just hilarious. Let's go back to where it starts. The name of the book is Confessions of a Qantas Flight Attendant. When did you decide you were going to sit down and tell all about your job?
Well, I actually started writing the book probably when I was in London and living in Brussels. I always had journals and sort of like, memorabilia. Like, I had tennis tickets from Venus Williams. I had, pictures with different celebrities. I had passenger lists with different, famous people on them. And I always kept them because people used to ask me at dinner parties and at events about, my trips and who I'd seen and, to show photos of the world. And, with the world changing so much, especially in certain countries, developing countries, I kept sort of memorabilia of that. But in 2011, I had a workplace injury where I was grounded for about a year, and I really started to put the meat into the bones.
Yeah, it certainly is a great book. I think it's something that I always get on a plane and I always think, wow, I feel for you guys. Firstly, because I'm actually terrified of flying. So I'm that annoying person, that passenger in row 42 going, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. How do you deal with people like me?
Well, Valium and vodka.
That's pretty much what I do. Excellent. I'm not missing anything.
You're perfectly right. Look, it's funny, and I think that movie Bridesmaids, showed how people can go a little bit haywire on the sleeping pills and on the alcohol. But you do get a lot of nervous passengers and people. You know, the plane rocks, and I ring the bell saying, I think we've been hit by another plane, or I think we've been, hit by lightning, and the main thing is that the flight attendants must, stay calm, and Qantas's flight attendants are trained to such a high standard, because if you're in the cabin screaming, then everyone else is just going to lose it.
I have to say, I've flown Qantas a lot. You have the best flight attendants, and you always make me feel at ease. For some reason, talking to you guys makes me feel better. Look, let's look at it. A long career. You were with Qantas for 12 years.
That's right, yep.
Wow, and a lot of that as a first-class flight attendant. Is there a hierarchy? How do you become a first-class flight attendant?
Well, it's an applied for position. It's now called a business first attendant, mm-hmm. BFA. And I actually applied a year after I went into long haul to become a business and first flight attendant. And then when I went up to London, I was pretty much first class dedicated. And it's just, you have to go through an interview process. You have to, obviously pass a panel interview, simulate that you know the products well enough. And then most of the crew that up there have sommeliers certificates as well.
Wow, it is a long process. And what made you get into being a flight attendant in the first place? Was it the joy of the travel or the people? Why?
Look, I actually just fell into flying, to be honest. I had been living overseas in the UK, and then I'd come back and I was working at some boring office job in the city, and my friend had got into Qantas, and he said, you should try this. And I just went along to one of their mass recruitment days where they have like 50,000 people and, 50 jobs available, and next thing I knew, I was being employed by them. So I sort of fell into it. But I was very attracted to the luxury lifestyle and the glamour and the travel. And I did think I'd be there for a couple of years and, a decade later.
Well, Owen, you have had a lot of celebrity encounters as well up there in first class, the likes of Katy Perry and Beyonce, all sorts of different people. I want to talk to you about those next. Are you going to stick around for me? It is Brekkie with Nix on 98.1 Power FM. 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nix, just coming up for 5 to 8 this morning. And on the line, we've got Owen Bedell. He is the author of Confessions of a Qantas Flight Attendant. Well, you've certainly done, I guess, a lot of travelling, seen a lot of places, but met so many people. I mean, Venus Williams, you were talking about before, but I'm seeing a list of like Katy Perry, Lily Allen, Kylie Minogue, Kate Blanchett. Wow. Do you get the inside scoop? Like, do you get to meet these people properly? We see the sort of stage appearance of these guys, but, do they peel into their Qantas pyjamas and have a yarn with you in their little galley there?
Yeah, they do. They do, actually. And I think it's how you approach it. I mean, some of the flight attendants actually get really nervous, and so, that puts the celebrity at ease. But, I mean, since I've been writing a book for so many years and I was, looking for these people, and I was really inspired by these people because they are the best at what they do. And so being around people like that, really just inspired me. And I wanted to know, the thought process behind a lot of them. So, I mean, when Katy Perry came out into the galley in her pyjamas and said, you know, what are you doing, Owen? And I said, well, I'm just reading about you, actually, love. You know, I see you kissed a girl and you liked it and made $50 million, and I kissed a girl and I didn't like it, and I'm making you breakfast. And so we sort of broke the ice and chatted from there. And she gave me really a lot of her time and some really insightful tips on the industry and things I wouldn't have thought about going into writing a book. And then Russell Brand came along, and he was completely the opposite to his persona. He was just so thoughtful and so lovely, and you know, a vegan and all these sorts of things that you wouldn't expect about him. And Lily Allen and Cate Blanchett and Venus Williams, and it was just I was always so privileged to be around such high caliber celebrities.
Have any of them ever been sort of the opposite, shocked you with how rude they've been or been that way?
Yes, there have been a few along the way that we sort of allude to in the book.
Yeah.
There have been, people that have definitely surprised me. But I would say, moreover, celebrities know they're being watched all the time. They know that it's, their job. I mean, flight attendants are always asked questions by the media about certain celebrities on flight. So, they are very cautious about their reputation.
Do you find the regular passengers that little bit more annoying than the celebrities sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, there's that hierarchy. Like, a plane is a sort of like cross-section of a community because, you've got first, business, premium economy and economy, and everyone wants to move up. So it's like sort of, I want to have the biggest house in the best street. And so, people have always got their chest out wanting a badge pinned on it and wanting their money's worth, that's for sure.
There are so many stories in your book, Confessions of a Qantas Flight Attendant. Just a taste of your most horrendous flight, Owen. What do you reckon it was?
Look, in the book we talk about my most horrendous flight as being when I get called out and I go to work to surprise my partner, and he comes on board into first class with his wife. And that was a really horrendous flight because I was now facing what was going on in my relationship and in my personal life at work, in front of basically a whole plane load of people to see. So it was pretty harrowing. But I've had some terrible situations where I've had an adult, man, quite a stocky man, burst an adult diaper on me and some issues go on with women and hygiene and stuff. So there have been some times that the job definitely doesn't have that hint of glamour.
Oh, my goodness, Owen, you've been through a lot. As I've always thought, you guys put up with so much. Those rude passengers, do you sometimes just want to, have a little word with them on the side?
You do. You just want to, carry along a little pill bag and dump it into their drink. We call it, baddie on board, all best on board, but baddie on board in the book. And people do lose their mind up in the air. Check their brains and their manners in with their bags, I think.
Oh, and it is a great book. I've enjoyed reading the bits that I've read so far. Can't wait to read the whole thing back to back. Owen, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us. The book is Confessions of a Qantas Flight Attendant. It's available now. It is so good. So many insights, and it'll make you be very nice to flight attendants.
Thank you very much. Power FM.